excited to tell you about what we have for today. I want to also thank you for sticking with us. I know we haven't posted a while, and now it's 2018, going into April soon. Not so much here in New York, where it's apparently still winter. We just had another huge snowstorm. But our interview today is with none other than John Boyega, the wonderful people at AwesomeCon, which is a comic convention in Washington, D.C., invited us to be participants in a phone call with Mr. Boyega as he's on his press tour for Pacific Rim Uprising. You know John Boyega from Star Wars, Attack the Block, and now he's Pacific Rim Uprising, where he plays the son of Stacker Pentecost. And so you'll see him in a Jaeger and kicking kaiju ass. The AwesomeCon is a comic convention at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in D.C. It was founded by Ben Penrod. This year's convention runs from March 30th to April 1st, and it also has guests such as like John Barrowman, Stephen Amell from Arrow. We've got Cress Williams and even Ben Savage and Janet Varney and J. August Richards and Dave Bautista and so many more people, and it's going to be a great time. They do an awesome job there, and we're excited to see what they will have this year. So please enjoy this podcast. My name is Laura once again. Actually, I didn't even say it the first time. This is the GCE, and enjoy.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah, how you doing? You all right?
Hi, I'm Lacey. Nice to meet you. I'm from the AwesomeCon team.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So we have some questions here that we've gathered from press surrounding AwesomeCon and Pacific Rim Uprising and Star Wars and your background. So if you're ready, we'd just like to get started, and we have the press listening
in on
the phone call.
Okay.
Perfect. So, have you ever attended any conventions before you got into movies, and were there any actors that you ever wanted to really meet?
No, I haven't actually. I haven't. I learned about queuing time, and I kind of was put off that whole experience. I never really knew about them, you know, coming up. I didn't know where they were until I started getting into movies.
Right, and they've definitely blown up over the past few years. That being said, if you were to come to AwesomeCon as a fan, what would you cosplay as?
That's a good question. I'd probably be Sasuke from Naruto. I'd love to do that as a cosplay.
That's an awesome cosplay. So we're going to take it back for a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about your work with Attack the Block and how you got started?
I auditioned for Attack the Block through my agent at the time called Femi Oggins. It was a good few auditions, lasting about a few weeks. Got the part alongside with an ensemble of, you know, newcomer actors. And that was the beginning of my career, you know, once Attack the Block got American distribution.
That's awesome. People love that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So when you started acting, did you ever anticipate having such iconic sci-fi roles? You've kind of taken on all these roles in sci-fi. Did you have that dream for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I've always wanted to be a part of the sci-fi genre, and also at the same time, I just thought that if I wanted to be in a film, I've always wanted to enjoy it and be a part of it in a very unique way, which means playing characters that are important to the story and at the forefront of these stories as well. So, but obviously not specifically to Star Wars or Pacific Rim, but I just wanted to, you know, be involved in sci-fi.
Perfect. And you're not only just an actor, you're also a producer and a writer. Often we find a lot of people that are talented like yourself have really cool secret hobbies. Do you have any secret hobbies that you could tell us about?
Oh, gosh, you said the problem was really cool. Paintballing, for sure, for sure. I like doing that. I like going into the group and going up to paintball.
Nice. Perfect. So now getting into Pacific Rim Uprising, what drew you to this project?
For me, fundamentally, it was just I was one of the fans that were questioning as to whether a sequel was going to happen and whether Guillermo del Toro will take the helm. And once I heard that, you know, Legendary had plans for it in the future, you know, I was excited like everybody else. But for me, it was just like the team attached, the writing, you know, the dialogue and the opportunity to obviously produce.
Perfect. And what did you do, any special preparations to play Jake in Pacific Rim Uprising?
Yeah, I mean, the big fundamental major thing, especially being involved in the fighting early on when we were changing drafts, was obviously to merge this character to something that I see as relatable. And, you know, Jake is kind of based off of a series of things, obviously an entity of like a Pentecost character, but at the same time, his own man and a younger version of myself, you know. So that was the kind of prep that I had. And then there was the physical side, which was the training, you know, hand-to-hand combat, you know, training specifically to use the technology inside these big robot heads that we built, and a few other things.
Awesome. So being a fan of the first Pacific Rim yourself, what can fans of the first movie look forward to with the Pacific Rim Uprising?
Oh, some unique twists and turns. There's some scenes that, you know, are funny and choppy, and it's a great time. It's fast paced. And before you know it, it's over, and you're like, oh gosh, you know, it feeds you just enough. It's great, obviously, great scale and action, but you know, also some cool new characters.
Awesome. So, given a list of famous kaiju like Godzilla, Mothra, King Kong, if you could face off against one of these in your Jaeger from Pacific Rim Uprising, which one would you choose and why?
Just because I think it'd be cool to see a spectacle like that, I'd definitely choose Godzilla for sure. I'd want to know how they took it down, take it down, because it's actually so big. And what kind of new advanced weapons would you need to take something like that down? And I feel like PPDC would have a lot to do.
Perfect answer. Great answer. I was judging you on that one. Good answer. So, are you ready to get into Star Wars? You know these are going to be the more detailed questions from our press. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Finn's breaking with the First Order and the story of how he became a soldier really cast all stormtroopers in a new light. It reminded us that people under the masks and armors had their own story. How did Finn's backstory play into your performance in The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi?
The big thing was is that we didn't get a chance to really go back into Finn's day-to-day life as a stormtrooper. And for me, what I wanted to convey is a person that had been done. You know, you didn't get a chance to obviously see the years that he's had to stay quiet and try to, you know, submit to a movement that he doesn't really truly believe in deep down in his heart. And playing that in the beginning was very, very important. So people felt like they could go on this journey with him and they believed his conviction to take a stand and leave. So that was something that I went back to, but also at the same time, it was also about, you know, if you read about the extended Star Wars Force Awakens books, it shows you about his kind of rivalry between certain stormtroopers and, you know, how he was always just so different. And that's explored various ways, you know, obviously in different formats of the expanded universe. And, you know, those are the kind of things that I wanted to know, those facts, and so I can portray that and have that memory at least as a character.
Absolutely. And you mentioned in The Director and the Jedi how impressed you were with Rian Johnson and how he held it together in spite of all the tremendous pressure. Do you feel that you have any pressure yourself playing Finn and any moments of self-doubt? And how have you channeled that into your performance of Finn?
I think definitely, you know, you feel the pressure when it comes to any role. But to be honest with you, with Force Awakens, we had so much time auditioning that the role was already built up. So by the time I got to the fourth or fifth audition, I felt like I knew who Finn was, and I felt like I knew, you know, how I was going to perform exactly. So by the time, obviously, you're going into principal photography, you know exactly where the character is going to go. And so being heavily involved, especially, you know, with JJ bringing us in and being able to discuss and rehearse, it makes for an easier transition, you know, going from obviously myself as I am into a character like Finn.
Absolutely. And the Star Wars universe definitely loves Finn. So does anything stand out to you with your interactions with Star Wars fans? They're a passionate bunch.
Yeah, you know, but one thing that stands out is that I'm not pretending to like Star Wars. Like, I'm not pretending, like, it's been a part of my life for a very, very long time. And I, you know, get into discussions, and I love to get into discussions with fans when I meet them. So it's that element to me is like a, you know, that's what really, really makes it a dream. I grew up on, you know, the Force Unleashed video games, you know, I read the Extended Universe comic books, I've done all of that. And so, you know, to be able to discuss that with them and to tell them how it feels as a genuine fan is a cool thing. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And being a fan myself, to you, being a fan, how is it to see yourself in video games and comic books and as action figures?
It's kind of mad because I actually bought I've always followed all the Star Wars video games. So I played Force Unleashed 1, Force Unleashed 2, and then I went on to Star Wars Battlefront 1. But I didn't think when Part 2 came out that I would be a playable character.
But
it's strange.
It.
I don't know. They make me, like, it's strange. Like, they really get my face in the video game and my movement. And obviously, I've done recording for it and all that stuff. But it's a real, real cool thing. Like, that for me is, like, one of the perks of the job that I didn't really think about when I was first getting into it.
Yeah, your face is on everything from, like, paper towels to...
No, they do very, very well. And there's something about killing myself on the game that is always going to be a bit creepy, but, you know.
Absolutely. So knowing that there's so much merchandise out there, we understand that you collect lightsabers. Are there any other geeky things that you collect?
Oh, yeah. I have Dragon Ball Z figures. I have Naruto figures. I have One Punch Man. I'm a nerd. You know, I just do it right.
You're
you know.
A huge anime guy. I love it.
Big time.
Okay,
big time.
Last question. So, can you tell us about any projects you're working on right now, and what fans can expect from you next?
Next for me, filming wise, is Star Wars Episode 9 in July. And they've officially given us a note to start training soon. I'm going to take a holiday before that, but we start, yeah, because I think Episode 9, you know, regardless of where the story goes, and I haven't read it, by the way, it's going to be all out war, so I know that I'm going to have to work out and train for that. But that's the next thing.
Awesome.
Apart from that, I'm gonna be producing a TV series that I'm actually not starring in, with a newcomer director, Sebastian Till, and with Big Talk Productions, who did Attack the Block. So that's the next on the roster.
That's really cool. So do you plan to go more behind the camera moving forward?
Yeah. It's a big thing. You know, I founded my company in 2015, and the major goal for us was to develop and be a part of films from the early stages of ideas to paper onto late stages of marketing. So for me, now learning, going to different territories, knowing how film plays, is something I just want to continuously do, is be a part of the creative process.
That's really cool. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. We really appreciate it. We can't wait to see you at AwesomeCon.
Yeah, yeah. See you at DC.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, wow.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We have a recording of the phone call that we will share out with everybody if they want.